From pit lane to podium, the Las Vegas Grand Prix is providing fans a race day experience at the speed they deserve. With the help of T-Mobile for Business, our 5G advanced network solutions are powering race day operations with event-wide connectivity. From streamlined gate entry to an immersive app, giving fans blazing fast access to the sport they love. This is accelerating innovation. This is the Las Vegas Grand Prix with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Canva presents stories to keep you up at night. It was an ordinary work day until...
The Singapore presentation is at...
3 a.m.
The office was shocked.
That's when we sleep.
Maya made it less scary with Canva.
I'll just record my presentation so Singapore can watch it anytime.
Record and present anytime with Canva presentations at canva.com. Designed for work.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
It's Monday, June 12th, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. The tech giants reinforce AI security, OpenAI is sued, and AI demand soars in the 2023 report, and the generative AI market to hit $36 billion by 2028, despite perceived slow adoption. This is the Business of Tech. Google has a new AI framework with an eye to security, which pushes six core ideas. First, assess what existing security controls can be easily extended to new AI systems, such as data encryption. Expand existing threat intelligence research to also include specific threats targeting AI systems. Adopt automation into the company's cyber defenses to quickly respond to any anomalous activity targeting AI systems, conduct regular reviews of the security measures in place around AI models, and constantly test the security of these systems through so-called penetration tests and make changes based on those findings. And lastly, build a team that understands AI-related risks to help figure out where AI risks should sit in an organization's overall strategy to mitigate business risks. Microsoft has a new customer commitments announced on Thursday. First, sharing their learnings about developing and deploying AI responsibly, creating an AI assurance program, and supporting customers as customers implement their own AI systems responsibly. OpenAI has been sued in what looks to be the first defamation lawsuit regarding false information. A radio host in Georgia, Mark Walters, is suing the company after ChatGPT stated that Walters had been accused of defrauding and embezzling funds from a nonprofit organization. The system generated the information in response to a request from a third party, a journalist named Fred Real. Walters' case was filed on June 5th in Georgia's Superior Court of Gwinnett County, and he's seeking unspecified monetary damages from OpenAI. Adobe and Microsoft have separately announced that they will help protect users of their generative AI products from legal challenges. Adobe's approach is full indemnification for the content created through its generative AI capabilities in Adobe Firefly. Microsoft is instituting an AI assurance program to help ensure that the AI applications its customers deploy on its platforms meet the legal and regulatory requirements for responsible AI. Microsoft, meanwhile, is bringing voice mode to Edge on the desktop, allowing users to ask Bing's chatbot questions via voice and get responses in the chatbot's voice. And a 2023 G2 software buyer behavior report says Products with artificial intelligence functionality, particularly large language models, are among the top three fastest-growing software classes across the over 2,000 categories the company tracks. G2's study suggests businesses are increasing their software spend as they vie for advantages, fears of a tech pullback notwithstanding. 49% of buyers polled said they would increase software spending this year, while only 9% said they would tighten their purse strings for software. 81% of respondents put a premium on software having AI functionality. Fewer than 5% of the executives G2 polled said AI functionality is not important at all. Additionally, 84% of buyers said they trust or trust strongly the reliability and accuracy of AI-powered solutions. 88% said it was important that AI functionality be a component of any software they buy going forward. Why do we care? I recorded an interview on Friday for the All Things MSP podcast, coming out soon, and was asked about frameworks for AI. My response was that providers should leverage the extensive work being done by the big players, such as Microsoft and Google, as well as the work being done by the White House, Pentagon, and NIST. It's there for the taking, and more importantly, implementing. The elusive voice interface. I'm convinced it's a thing and that I just got the timeline wrong, and maybe we're about to see generative AI and voice converge. Microsoft shot across the bow of putting this voice into both Edge and upcoming in Windows should tell you it's coming. Google and Amazon will respond. Finally, note the combination of legal protection with product. This parallels what we've been seeing in security, and for good reason. There's a lot of unknown to protect against. The key value is connecting customer needs to technology and protection. For the naysayers, I spotted this in a new S&P Global report. Revenues of generative artificial intelligence technology offerings are forecast to reach $3.7 billion in 2023 and expand to $36 billion by 2028, with a compound annual growth rate of 58% from 2023 to 2028. But Axios compared that to larger consuming-facing customers, noting that 5 years after smartphones hit the market, their global market revenue was around $330 billion. That's nearly 10 times what's forecast for generative AI. Apple's iPhone alone brought in $78.7 billion in revenue in 2012, 5 years after launch, more than double the total predicted market for all generative AI 5 years from now. Also in the naysayer column is a new survey by Morgan Stanley. A 2,000-person study in April focused on AI adoption and found that only 19% of respondents had used ChatGPT, and even fewer, 9% of respondents, had used the Google Bard chatbot. Why do we care? This quote within the Axios article, AI providers will often be operating in less lucrative B2B markets. Huh? Less lucrative? Not in my eyes. Insight is not that incorrect assessment, but instead the fact that the established business of AI take a lot longer, if at all, to reach the entrenched nature of existing businesses such as iPhone or Google's ad business. That's okay. Only massive companies need markets to move that much. And that's the key here. You're not measuring at massive scale in most provider businesses, but instead what high value you can add to customers. It doesn't need to be that big. Looking for a channel first storage provider? How about one 85% less expensive than traditional cloud providers? With rates at $3 a terabyte with no egress fees for S3 compatible cloud storage? Want no commitments or minimums? How about extreme geo-resilience? Intrigued? Learn about Bifrost Cloud by visiting bifrostcloud.com for a radically low price. Thanks for listening. Today, National Peanut Butter Cookie Day. Go out and search for one of those, and I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit MSPRadio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.